This is Mindset Monday, a short episode designed to share some of the tips and tricks that I've learned or I'm experimenting with to conquer my mind, perform at a higher level, and crush my goals. My hope is that these short weekly episodes will help each of you in the same ways. One thing I've learned is that mindset is so key when it comes to performing in life and in business. And your mind's like a muscle. You have to work it out. Some days are easier than others to keep a positive mindset. But the more you train your mind, the easier it becomes to maintain a positive mindset, even on the hard days or when things are not going according to plan. And there are many different ways that one can go about improving their mindset. And that's what I'll be discussing on these episodes. I'll be sharing what I've learned and what I'm currently learning to help maintain a positive mindset and show up every day performing at my best. So with that, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Mindset Monday. Let's drop in. I'm feeling fired up this Monday. It's a beautiful day. Life is good. It's about to be an amazing week, and I'm excited to be here with each of you. If you're not feeling fired up this morning, I hope this small dose of Mindset Monday will get you there. Get you ready to take on your week and accomplish some big things. What I want to talk about today, mental toughness. Not the first time we've talked about mental toughness on the Mindset Monday episode of the podcast, but for good reason. It's a big part of why I wanted to incorporate Mindset Monday into the podcast in the first place. I think without constantly working on and trying to develop mental toughness, you don't stand much of a shot of accomplishing much of anything in your life, in business, whatever it is that you're looking to accomplish. If you don't have mental toughness, you're not going to get there. And mental toughness is an ongoing, evolving component of our personal development. Nobody is ever 100% there when it comes to mental toughness. Now, you may want to revisit some of the previous Mindset Monday episodes that really talk about mental toughness. We did an episode a couple months ago called Comfortable Getting Uncomfortable. We did an episode called For You, Not To You. All of these things address different components of mental toughness and what you can do to work on it, practice it, and develop better mental toughness. Today, I want to take it from a slightly different angle, and I'm going to start off with a slogan that's commonly used in the military that many of you may be familiar with, which is simply embrace the suck. And that's what I really want to talk about today. And you know, a big part of the embrace the suck mentality is the fact that, you know, look, whether it's in life, whether it's in battle, as in the military, whether it's in business, on a day-to-day basis in our lives, we're going to have sucky things that we have to do. We're going to have sucky things that happen to us. And instead of just kind of burying our head in the sands, procrastinating on tackling these sucky things, or just trying to avoid them altogether, charge it head on, right? Instead of trying to pretend like things don't suck, or trying to, you know, put it off until later, charge it head on and get through it. And it's amazing how that'll change your mindset over time. I think a lot of the suffering that most people go through related to hard or sucky things in their lives, it has more so to do with the pain or the discomfort that the actual suckiness provides. It's more to do with the anticipation of it. So instead of just spending so much time anticipating or dreading or being anxious about something hard or difficult or uncomfortable in your life, just stare it straight in the eyes and knock it out. And this can apply to all aspects of your life, but you know, one aspect in particular I want to talk a little bit about today, because it comes up in conversations I have with people on a regular basis, is you know, career-wise, right? Are you stuck in a job that you hate, or you know, has your career change reached a plateau? Well, it very well may be because you're avoiding the suck. And again, I think it's important that you make a conscious decision to look at it head on, figure out what isn't working, and then try to fix that to make a positive and a meaningful change in your life, or in particular to what I'm talking about right now in your career. So this military saying, embrace the suck, it's really actually kind of a very Buddhist concept. When we deny what reality is giving us, what's really happening, then we create suffering. So the way I've started thinking about it is life is kind of like a dance between minimizing expectations and surrendering to what our lives actually reveal to us. By embracing our lives totally, even the stuff that sucks, we get through them. And, you know, think about this from a military perspective. The armed forces, they have no other choice, right? If they're out in the Iraqi desert or in the mountains of Afghanistan, the only way they're going to get through those challenging experiences is by embracing those sucky circumstances. They can't deny it or ignore it. It's the situation they're in. They have to embrace it and they have to get through it. But for those of us, you know, sitting here in probably a much more comfortable situation with all of our modern conveniences, we have a propensity for denial. We can distract ourselves. We can numb ourselves. We can fool ourselves over and over to avoid, to disconnect, to ignore, postpone, procrastinate, basically put our heads in the sand when we don't want to look at what reality is really serving up to us. And that includes any feelings of unease or discontent towards our unfulfilling careers. And I've been there. So, you know, I'm speaking from personal experience here. The denial of something simply extends its presence, right? So the longer we do bury our heads in the sand, the longer we're going to have to deal with the suckiness, basically. The more you deny or try to rationalize away your feelings of discontent, the stronger these feelings will actually become. So even though the suck sucks, the prolonging of it makes it even suckier and for longer. So if you don't square up and face your career discontent, you'll prolong the agony. So why do so many people do it? I spend a lot of time on the phone with people that have this interest in getting into business for themselves, and they've spent years and years and years in a career that they don't enjoy. It's unfulfilling. They're basically miserable. So why do people stay there for so long? Well, I think it basically comes down to habit. In the long run, we'd be much happier, expressive, and creative if we just rebooted our neural wiring and developed a different habit. But in the short term, we're willing to sacrifice our long-term goals and possibilities because the moment would require us to let go of habits that keep us stuck. And the alternative is the unknown, which is scarier than the suck. So we just hang on to the old neural wiring and we stay where we are, even if it's not fulfilling and essentially makes us miserable. If we can identify how we play too small and find the corresponding habit that keeps us stuck there, then we can change our neural wiring to create something much more beneficial for us, a more productive habit or the willingness to take a risk for something we really want to do rather than staying stuck in a career coma. I came across a quote from a poet named David White, and he says, "Anything or anyone that does not bring you fully alive is too small for you." So how are you playing too small in your life? Maybe you say things that are unkind to yourself. Maybe you repeatedly tell yourself that work sucks, but that's how it is for everyone, so why should I hope for better? Or maybe you say, "I'm so bored at work, but it pays well, and it'd be such a pain to change jobs, and I don't want to go through that, so I'm just going to stay where I am." Maybe you spend too much time on the phone. Maybe you drink too much. Maybe you're spending too much time pointlessly browsing the internet. Maybe you're staying in a job that crushes your spirits. All of this, it just prolongs the suck. So a helpful exercise to do if you do feel like you're stuck in a rut like this is, you know, to take some time, write down 5 things that don't make you feel like you're fully alive. And then examine, why are they at play in your life? What are you avoiding or denying? And then think about, what could you do to make changes to eliminate them? and eliminating them requires awareness of what sucks, then no longer avoiding it, can embrace the sucky quality to get to the other side. And that's how transformation happens. And this can be done. If it's not making you fully alive, you've outgrown the need of this thing anyway. Whether that's a thought or an idea, or in fact, your current career trajectory. But you got to be brave. You got to have faith. You got to move on to the next level of your growth without looking back and feel fully, inspiringly, dynamically alive. It's how you were meant to feel. But it's easy to forget that because we just get so used to the suck and we find little short-term ways in our daily lives to avoid the suck, which really just prolongs it, preventing us from making true, meaningful change in our lives and really living life to the fullest. So think about it. What are you putting up with in your life right now, or what are you just downright avoiding? What could change if you look directly at the problem? If you were brave and you said, you know what, I'm going to tackle this head on. I'm going to change my life. I'm a big fan of David Goggins. I've talked about him on the podcast before. And, you know, this is something that he talks about a lot himself. And he's very inspirational. He's very blunt about it as well. I mean, he says, make it a point to do something every single day that sucks. You know, you've heard me say this on the podcast before. Mindset's like a muscle. You've got to work it out on a regular basis. But I think by intentionally sitting down and thinking about, hey, what in my life right now am I really afraid of tackling? And that's how you know what you need to focus on. That's when you need to square up to it and say, you know what? I'm going to knock this out. It's going to suck. Yeah, but I'm going to embrace that suck. And I know on the other side of it, my life is going to improve. Start small, right? You don't have to go out today and, you know, make these huge, dramatic, drastic changes. But, you know, like anything, once you start focusing on embracing the suck, knocking out the things in your life that you have been avoiding or procrastinating doing, you start to build momentum and you start to get more comfortable with embracing the suck. You get more comfortable being uncomfortable. And then that momentum starts to snowball and you get a flywheel effect. And next thing you know, you're just knocking things out in your day-to-day life that you typically would have found ways to avoid or procrastinate or dodge. It's hard. Yes, it's going to suck. Yes, it's scary, but it's the way you get true change in your life. So using the example of, you know, being stuck in a career rut, think about what you really want to do. Why are you settling for a job that makes you miserable or is not fulfilling or you're not making enough money? Whatever the case may be, what do you want to do? Do you want to own your own business? Okay, great. 2020, there's never been a better time to go out and start your own business. You're running out of excuses if you want to be an entrepreneur and you're just staying in a job that you hate. Right? Go out and learn a new skill. Talk to someone else that successfully made that transition from working for someone else to working for themselves. Figure out how they did it. See what you can learn from them. Listen to every episode of the Path to Freedom podcast. That's exactly what the podcast is designed to do, is help you learn from other successful entrepreneurs and figure out how you can start charting your own path to freedom through business ownership. Right? If it's not your career that has you feeling stuck, figure out what it is in your life that you're not happy with. What do you need to do to change that? And then attack that change head on. Embrace that suck and your life will dramatically improve. So I'll leave you guys with that. I hope everyone has a fantastic week. Thanks for tuning in. Share this episode with someone that can benefit from it. And I hope everyone has a fantastic week. Go drop in. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Mindset Monday. If you got value from this, please make sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast for more great content. And if you'd like additional resources to help you maintain a positive mindset and perform at the highest level, make sure to check out my website, path2freedom.com. Path, the number two, FRDM.com. There you can also subscribe to my monthly newsletter, where I'll be sharing more great strategies just like this. And if you know anyone else that would benefit from today's episode, please forward this on to them and encourage them to listen. And finally, if you or anyone else you know would be interested to speak with me to learn more about how you can get started on your own path to freedom by getting into business for yourself, I'd love to have a conversation. Connect with me on my website or shoot me an email at wes@path2freedom.com. That's all for now. And until next time, go drop in.